This is an MUT Radio podcast.
That was beautiful. With us again in studio, as I already mentioned, is Sinophelokazi Nontlanga. And I just want to explain, Ikamalak, it's a name that resonates deeply with the roots of our beautiful Xhosa heritage. Pelo means last born, and Kazi is emphasizing her strong feminine presence all the way from Eastern Cape.
I'm also a last born.
Girl,
unazo I
last born tendencies.
Ooh, kakhulu.
Kakhulu. And you?
No.
You're unazo?
No.
And the temp.
Well, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a last born. We have a lot in common, hey?
You have a lot in common?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Most of us are snitches.
Ah!
I am a snitch.
You a snitch?
Now my favorite, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So Upelo is not just a 21-year-old, but she is a writer, a poet, and also a third-year student right here at MUT in the management sciences field in public management. And her journey with words began in primary school. She draws inspiration from abantu abanjengo William Shakespeare, Maya Angelou, and of course, our very own Xhosa poet, Usimbone. So I want us to speak to her, and I'm going to tell you about her journey. Pelo Unjani, welcome to MUT Radio.
I'm Tumbo Talan. I'm the real bala panji. Lendo Palibe, my instance of primary.
Really?
I bet to be flam girl from the class and Iaza Macam. Iaza. And as I put on a girl Conaga cool, Shapala and Navar Palanganiman. I never well gamma grade 12. They'd got to a class in Masenze. I wanted English, I want to know what's like. Got to Maspal, Labanyabako, Google Ban, Nana Sabin to say, I may sit my voice to congratulate. In the end, I end up.
Wow.
Got to love. Oh, there's something.
Wow. Wow, Andy, ukhulule ezilalini, Andy.
Ukhulule ezilalini.
But ubhala iEnglish because ndiyabaza abantu abenza poetry babhala le English le
kwanathi
singayazi. Especially if you're saying ubufunda incwadi zo William Shakespeare.
There was sonnet 18, yabona nje.
Yo.
Sonnet 18.
Wow. I hated it. William Shakespeare English. Or Macbeth, or Romeo and Juliet. I mean, the stories are nice, but the English.
Nangi bamba guma summaries. I never read the book.
So would you say, Pelo, ba utanda nokufunda because abantu abalayo abantu abafundayo, which is why even isitayela sokubhala kwabo, it's amazing level of English and vocabulary. So would you say you love to read and write?
Kakhulu, because imagine babe kuthiwa andibhali ndimamela like mamela ezinye iimbongi benza uphetha ndibhala ngezi kanje ngezinye iimbongi. So mandishiye nami isignature yam ntoba uphelokazi ubhala kanje mhlawumbi uxuba nothixo xa ubhala ndinamakhola ndikhwebele ecaweni ulala gusha nechebe andstand ndibe nento yam isigama sam sesixhosa senza sisebenzisa ndishiye umzila nam.
Oh, wow. Khawusixelele about le poem osanda ukuyiperforma ngoku ndinomkhubo ombi. Omnye umntu uzozibuza uba nomkhubo ombi vele?
Ngumntana wengxaki lo, ngumntana wengxaki. Wabona nje athi hayi uyatsho uba ndinomkhubo ombi because uthi nomakhulu wakhe amthandazela uthi lwakho ukholola uzomsindisa lo mntana lo unengxaki. But ke ibhekisa kum kahle kahle hayi ukuthi ndinengxaki but yabo ezo zitanzi ziba ndaphikwa ngutatam umama amsezulwini yakwehla ngenye imini. Andibhekisa kum because abantu bawutsho uba ngumntana onjani uthenehlupha nje lo mntana lo abayazi uba kanti linxabe lingaphakathi.
Sure.
So uyahlupha lo mntana lo.
Yho. It's honestly so
man.
It's very beautiful, especially because I always say this, even with artists, you know, because poetry, art, all of it goes together. It's all art. Poetry, singing to poetry, art. It's all an art. I always say, Guti, I have a different kind of respect for people who sing about things that they experience, because that takes a great level of vulnerability.
True.
Because you don't know abantu bazokuresiva njani. So even with poetry, abamobhala about into oyaziyo. Hey man, usisa kwenye ndawo because
one thing I can say about writing, I don't know, people, you know, for me, because it was one of the ways I coped when I was going through the most.
Yeah.
And when people read my things, they'll be like, do you read? I'm like, I'm not a bookworm for starters. I just, you know, you find a way to not directly put it, but to indirectly describe whatever it is that you're talking about.
That is very true. So, Pelo, we have to mention this because, of course, you are a public management student. Is there any kind of link between Lento Oyifundayo and your passion for poetry? Would you say, Uguti, maybe, this is going to sound funny, but maybe, Izinto Ozifundayo, sometimes uba creative, ubhale nangazo? I love that. So would you say kukhona umuntu uthe udala waqala ukubhala ne? If family yakho yakwazi ba uyimbongi.
Bayayazi and kuthi mna ndibenomoya hlangathi bathi hayi nginomoya phansi. So there's a time 3 March kumele ndiye Eastern Cape kuzoza uOscar Mabuyane ndaya pha kwegwadane ke. Zabe bengathi wabuza ubhutumba obenjani phayana kuba phela zingathi nje kodwa bayazi baxa sendi recite. So bayayazi bayibonile nakulonyaka lo bayibonile.
Oh wow.
So can I just ask kuthi like when they go for, you know, those poetry nights, you know, like abaying sometimes they go to like Abo DUT. Mm-hmm. Do you go there also?
Yes, yeah, we are sangana nezinyimbonga. Bense DUT every Wednesday.
Oh wow. I love that
I
you are cultivating.
Come and watch, you
yes,
know,
also invite to Pelo from now on.
This is a sessions basis last week Monday.
This is a Kali race in Noma upper on campus.
Upper on campus.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Next week.
Oh wow, that's great. Now, ndifuna ukubuza ndifuna ukubona ba uyithanda ngana into yakho yokuba imbongi because galo into moyithanda especially if you want ukuba uyenze even as a profession, you must do research. So, do you see yourself becoming a writer not just a poet? Cuz if you're only putting yourself in a category uba a poet and you don't see yourself writing books, then you're dreaming kancane. Yabo?
Yeah, yes, pick up na team na izoba iphelo and media.
Oh wow. Ifemeli yakho because ndiyazi kaloku suka ezilalini and sometimes ifemeli is understand izinto like for example mocula kanye mwenzi radio kanye mwenzi ipoetry where they understanding of this gift because it's a gift where they understanding of it where they receiving of it
kakhulu lenithi kubaboneka kahle kahle kulonyaka kodwa yo perform apha uba ngibani ongasuka eDurban aye Eastern Cape nje for yokwenza lanto la kuzoza u premier of the province.
Yes.
So wabona ba man ngabe ndaba betha ngesigama nathini wabo maye boyikhondo yenzeka yapha
ikhona into ekhona.
Yes.
Okay, before sike kuba usiphe esibini, any inspiration, any words of inspiration, words of encouragement for young writers and poets, especially aba that maybe want to sound like omnyumntu because abanye banayo lento lena, I don't like it of wanting to sound like abanye abantu.
Ingase ayikho into odlula ngokuba original ube nguwe uvule yakho indlela nesene. So into ngabhekisana nawakwasaba imbongi ezisakhulayo ba iyenzeka le nto and njengoba ingazange yenzeka izawuqala ngawe kowenu. Kodwa abantu sebephila ngemibhalo ngoku njengocofi njengobani.
Yeah.
Kamza uphila ngayo le mibhalo.
Most definitely. Khawusi pheke esibini and it would be an injustice if after we perform ile singakubuzi ngayo so ngeke buyi perform and then ke so buye sikubuze ngayo
thamaqhubokazana ngalale ndleleni azibukhona ndonakele inzo iqobho zinhlizwe ivele imiqobha ngqungono zala ngqumba namadodo okuhlala ngasebhlanti abenqumbene qabaqabazela nanga loqulu kubhodu ngena kunqandwa ngabana maqando odinga kunqandwa ngabano lezimhlophe ithamaqobokazana ngalale ndleleni hazibukho undonakele ingangupuma ngenamahla ndenyuko abanxiba isiqhova ngexesha lezikhova amaxawamba amakhwenko sube khonya amawele khalisa ukhence khence xothi izulu ebizwe embole yagqitha lo duduma emthathu uhambele umhlekazi emthatha mthathi namatyala ixoxe izono ngamatyala semandulo unganivubisele ngamasangena nqaka nithetha nawe ufana wakhupha lo mehlwa zinqanda intombi kwaxhosa amaqanda iwatya nqandwa nikhule nqandwa yiloo nto ekubhaleni ngenanqanda onqanda ninike nigada nibheshe ndiliqobokazana ligalana ndodixada zelibe yesheshe xa nigalela ndikhethe macala kodwa nigalela kuficala bafazi kikizelane ndiyandiphindisela le ndenza izange yenzeka nasemandulo kwimibuzo nayo ndim impendulo nifane nanjonga unoyiki lo mehlo unozala kanozala ozala nozala wedla ukuthi awatya nawe inkomo xa umjonga awukho ngcwelo lomhlaba saphani mbadada zam ndinxibe ayandihlaba le meva ndiboleke nisipheleti ndibangule ningothuki xa nibone ihashi phantsi kwegadi lize nam lelikaphelokazi ndithi amaqobokazana ngalale ndleleni hazibukhona undonakele.
Ooh, girl, powerful,
powerful,
powerful, powerful. Did you say that? No, I'm going to try and go eagle. No, I'm going to try and go eagle, man. You know, Pelo, we have to tap into this because it's in a Makosa and we are in Heritage Month, ne?
Yes.
There are stigmas about Xhosa people. There are stigmas like yabonje ngo bendishole ba uthi and we go mehlo. People like to say that Xhosa people are we are very raw, number one. We are very rude, sikwata, and also futhi asiqhelwa. So would you say that's true?
Okokuqala abantu abafani kodwa ke most of the time sinjalo.
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 Oh.
But into ibeka nje kube njalo ushuka coat bhai.
They're very blunt. Would you agree?
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
What are some stigmas about Zulu people since because it is Heritage Month, we might as well speak about this.
That we're violent.
Yes.
But I'm not. I'm the opposite.
David, we mesh bolo.
Well,
that we're violent, yeah. And the Yebo Baba, you know.
The Yebo Baba, always submissive, always ready to submit.
Yeah, I think it goes with uhlobo lomuntu oyena, you know. Yeah. Abantu abafani. Khona Yebo Baba, khona thina esingasibo Yebo Baba, so.
I think unyansile zi, but I would say that there are those things that even if as funny but you find basi azenza a lot sonke. So okay. Go back. I've experienced a lot of Zulu
another
people.
Thing, another that we're prideful. Like we've got
that is true.
Of,
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
that is very true. Zulu people.
And the other thing is that we don't wanna. Not that we don't, but a lot of I have a friend. Oh, she's Sotho, but ukulumanje Zulu yabo. She's like, Nina nfunu funda my languages.
Guten vele ninjani?
I don't know.
But
not that as funny. It's just that isiZulu is what we know, yabo. Yonanto is kulenga. It's like nothing exists besides isiZulu.
Ubane pride. Ubane pride, dog. So Pelo, we just want to ask you this before we let you go. Lele yamaqhobokazi.
Yes, maqhobokazana.
Maqhobokazana. What does it mean for umuntu omameleyo ongayazi ba intoneyo? Yes.
Yeah, ningathi mina like it symbolizes the power of women. Kuzothiwa kudala xa kuthiwa amaqhobokazana ngalala endleleni azibukhona ingxaki. Abantu abangomama kuthiwa babexaba endleleni bathi kanje subukhona undonakele ke. Iphinde iveze nobuxhosa ke ngokuba unganivubiseli ngamasangena ngxaka. Kaloku kudala kutyiwa amasane ngxaka yabo la masa ephuma enkomeni ethini. So iveza ubuxhosa. Mna I'm a rooted child yabo. Mna nomgquba no. So iveza nje amandla abafazi. So bazikhona izinto ongenozibuza kwaba banamaqandi dinga banoleza imhlobo. Uthi ubona umuntu xa gugeni noleza imhlobo.
Yeah. Oh wow, thank you so much for kusichazela. Yo, I genuinely believe like we are still going to bring you back. We're still going to bring you back.
We have to bring her back.
We have to bring her back. We have to bring her back. Maybe for a different topic because you did say that you are very rooted. Wakhulele emakhaya and zezinyezi nyizi nje sifuna ukuthetha ngazo iculture. Iculture. For some of us, not that we're not cultured, but we grew up in the city and we sort of lose touch with that.
Wow.
We sort of lose touch with that sometimes. So this is why we need to have your conversations, Ziganji.
Yeah, you need us. Tinesikhulele emakhaya. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. She's a rooted child. Thank you so much, Pelogazi. What are the future plans, man? Ikhona izinto osebenza phezukwazo ngoku ofuna ukuzenza?
Hloboluni mhlambe?
Regarding writing, regarding poetry.
Oh yeah, yabona ngoku ngifuna okay, u register no distro then ndizokwazi imibhalo yami ndiyikhuphe abantu bakwazi ukuyithenga.
Yes, please. And I would even suggest uba because you're so talented, you know, you are so talented. And like I said, poetry is art.
Yeah.
Poetry and music go together. So I'd even suggest doing something where there's poetry and there's and music.
Like collab with a certain artist, yeah. You know.
Yeah, well, but Sizovagwe, thank you so much. Thank you.
Bandize apa.
No, I was gonna ask ukuthi umuntu ofuna ukuxhumana nawe uzokuthola kanjani on your social media and things like that.
Oh, ku TikTok ngiphelokazi underscore imbonge nohlaka and Facebook phelokazi imbonge nohlaka.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.